Welcome to Hot Breath Comedy Fam. On Monday, May 13th, I am teaching a clean comedy workshop. The last four I have taught sold out very quickly. So if you want to learn about clean comedy, the business side, where the line is, how to write clean comedy, go to the link in the description of this episode and we'll see you there. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? It's your boy, comedian Joel Byers, and welcome to the Tight 5 Podcast, a proud member of the Hot Breath Comedy Network. These Tight 5 Podcasts are designed to be your quick guide to comedy mastery, where every Wednesday you can hear quick clips and interviews about the craft of comedy and how you can get better faster. So thank you for listening, and
Woo! What up, what up, what up? We're back. Another Type 5 podcast. I just got back off the road doing a show in Fort Walton, Florida. It was a 6-hour drive down, about 5.5 up. It's like 10 a.m. Eastern time. I left at about noon Eastern time yesterday, but I had to be back for my comedy class today, so I thought I would take this Type 5. I usually do it with a comedian. Do it. I interview a comedian. But do it. But I'm sorry, I'm delusional from a dearth of sleep. Hence why I'm using words like dearth. But anyway, I thought I would use this Type 5 to share with you a couple tips for going out on the road. Just things that I've learned just over the years and everything like that. So just a couple things I thought I'd help you out with, maybe things you overlook. The first thing that stands out is to leave early. Like, leave with enough time to, let's say, 8 o'clock show, I would shoot to get there 2 hours early. Especially if you have a hotel you can go chill at or whatever. But leaving early will leave leeway for, like, oh, if you get a flat tire, oh, if you hit unexpected traffic, if any sort of X factor that may kind of intrude on your trip, make sure there's a time buffer for that, because you don't want to be stressed when you get to the show. You want enough time to relax and let the process breathe and really just overall just give yourself time. You don't want to enter the show stressed, because then you may perform stressed and then the audience will be stressed and then the booker will be stressed and not want to book you back, which is the whole point. The rebook, people. So, another tip. Dress comfortably. A lot of new comics, I did this as well. I would dress for the show. You see, now I have my shirt hanging up. I now have my comfy Dusty Slay shirt, is what I'll usually travel my road gigs with. So just dress comfortably. This, you know, this gig was 5.5, 6 hours away. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Even if it's like 2 hours, an hour, I'll wear a different shirt, maybe wear the same pants if it's not kind of like an overnight trip. But dress comfortably for the trip is something that a lot of people may overlook. Also, pack your own food and water. Carry a water bottle with you. These are just money-saving tips. Listen, there's not a lot of money in comedy, period. So if you're watching this or listening to this and are like, oh, I'm going to do comedy to get rich. All right. Good luck winning the lottery. No, there's definitely ways to do that, which we don't have time to go into on this one. This is more about just road prep. And a good way to save money is just packing your own food. You know, I packed a cooler and I brought this water bottle. There's so many places you can refill these water bottles as well. You'll be amazed at how much an expense will build up. You're like, well, I'll just buy a bottle of water for $2. And I'll just buy lunch and dinner. It adds up very, very quickly, especially if you're traveling a lot. And it depends on the budget of the show too. Like, renting a car is something that I will do if it fits within the budget. This show I did at Fort Walton didn't fit the budget. So I drove Tina here. My old Camry. She has almost 300,000 miles on her. We just took her to Fort Walton. She purred like a kitten. But when you're doing those longer road trips and you're getting paid enough to, you know, maybe be able to just rent a car for the night. It's a nice luxury to have. You know, it's not your usual transportation. You don't get as bored in it as easily. Everything's kind of fresh and new. It really just, it adds a special energy to the trip if you can afford to rent the car. Also, what'll help, and thinking of like trying to stay attentive here, I know we're running out of time in Type 5 podcast. I will say the final one here is if you're riding alone specifically, and you're getting tired, stop every hour, especially if you're going up and back and not stopping at a hotel, you know, stop every hour. Even if you don't feel like it at the time, it'll add up. If it's a 6-hour trip, stopping every hour will add time, but it'll break up the trip. Or if you're traveling with a friend, make sure you guys hang out, talk to each other, interact with each other, keep each other awake and alive. Because I have friends who have gotten in wrecks from trying to drive overnight. And their buddy's driving and they're asleep and they wake up to a wreck. So, sorry, I don't want to run the ride here on the Type 5 podcast, but I hope you found that helpful. If you do, tag another comedian in the comments that you think could benefit from listening to this. And we'll be back again, Type 5 podcast. This is, of course, under the Hot Breath Network. So go check out all the other content we have, hotbreathpodcast.com, at Hot Breath Pod. I love you all. Peace.
That's it for this week's Type 5 Hot Breathiverse. I hope you found it valuable, and if you want to join the conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network, to give your 2 cents on the topic discussed today. If you are listening to this in the Atlanta area and want to start your own podcast or just learn more about podcasting, this Saturday, October 13th, from 1 to 4 p.m., I am teaching my podcast mastery course. It'll be linked in the show notes below to reserve your tickets, and I hope to see you there. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.